The X Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Welcome to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and for the next 4 hours, I'm your host and your guide as together we cross the time-space continuum to this place that I call the X Zone. No, it's really me. I still have that darn cold, and I'm still plugged up, but you know what? We're here in the X Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. We're with you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern on the Talkstar Radio Network, X Zone TV, and on shortwave. My producer tonight at Master Control is my good buddy, the one and only Green Hornet. Nice working with you, Greenie. Something I've always wanted to ask you, Green Hornet, are you Irish? Yeah? Okay. And Bruce Lee, he's not Irish, is he? Didn't think so. On tonight's show, we have four very interesting guests. My first guest will be joining me in a few moments is Laura Lee Mystica. We're going to be talking about the Indigo Wave. Dr. Jason Rand in Hour 2 talks about the return of Planet X. Jay Cairns in hour number 3 is going to be talking about the ghosts of Fort George in Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario. And that's where I used to hang out when I worked at 610 CKTB in St. Catharines. And it's going to be nice to talk to somebody from the old hometown. And then in our fourth hour, Dougal Fraser was scheduled to be with us, but unfortunately Dougal is unavailable tonight. So she stepped up to the bat. Her name is... She stepped up to the plate and took up the bat. Her name is Beatrice Marot. She was on a couple of weeks ago. You, the X-Zone Nation, loved her. So I decided I'd ask Beatrice if she'd like to come back and join us tonight for another round here on the X-Zone. And she said, you bet. If you'd like to join us at all tonight, our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. And that is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. My email address, xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com. And our website's www.xzoneradio.com. That's our main website. To watch and listen to us live during the show, www.xzonetv.com. And our new X-Zone store where you can buy X-Zone merchandise, www.xzonestore.com. My first guest tonight is Laura Lee Mystica. And Laura Lee, welcome to the X-Zone. How are you, young lady?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks, Laura Lee. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Oh, well,
you sound...
where do I start?
Well?
First of all, I guess just that one of my main stewardships here is to work with the first wave indigos, and I think that's probably what we're going to be talking about mostly, but I'm also... I've been in the holistic healing profession for like 20 years and teach classes in different...
So you started in the holistic field when you were 2 years old?
Yeah, right.
Follow my lead, Laura Lee. Follow my lead, honey. It only gets better.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. 2.5, actually. Thanks.
See, there you go.
And And then I started, you know, just kind of expanding different cutting-edge healing modalities and working with quantum physics and finding out how unreal our reality is. Mm-hmm. And then I started developing my own techniques, and then I started getting into things like ghost busting and shove-in removals and things like that. And it's just kind of branched out into what I call weird S-H-I-T.
Sure happens. It was there. Right. Yeah, everybody knows that acronym.
So I know you can't say that on the radio.
Oh, no, because we've got children listening.
That's right.
It's my producer. Yeah.
So it just kind of evolved into that, and I found myself up to my eyeballs in alligators most of the time with, you know, ticking off some of what we call the powers that be.
Well, you and I are going to be talking more about getting into doo-doo and the first wave into ghosts when we come back from this two-minute commercial break. Laura Lee Mystica is our special guest. Her website is www.firstwaveindigos.com. Laura Lee, the Green Hornet and I will be back on the other side of this two-minute commercial break as the X-Zone continues right here. Hello everyone, my name is Rob McConnell. We're coming to you live and around the world from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. 1-877-528-8255 is toll free. My special guest this first hour of tonight's show is Laura Lee Mystica. And Laura Lee, what is a first wave indigo?
Okay, I refer to first wavers as real life X-Men and women. And they have a lot of the same abilities and characteristics as the movie. And what happens, though, is sometimes it scares people, so they shut those abilities down. Mm-hmm. And indigos came to this planet in mass between 1969 and 1987. There was about 62%. And then in the 50s, about 30%, with indigos coming in and out throughout history. Now, one of the things that is unique about indigos is that they are all walk-ins, every one of them. And a huge number anchored in, they kind of walked in and out and then anchored in around the year 2000. And many of them know about the time or the incident where they actually anchored into this planet. And before that, they were kind of spirit guides to the being that was in there before. And then there was kind of like a changing of the guards, and the old one walked out, and the new indigo walked in and anchored in there, although there's a million different scenarios of how indigos actually got here.
All right. Now, why don't you tell our listeners what a walk-in is? Because they're probably saying, is a walk-in like a restaurant? Is it like a bar? What's a walk-in?
It's sometimes that easy. It's where there is a soul agreement where one being would go into a body and grow it up to a certain point in time, and then when this being was done with the body, then the indigo would walk in, and it would be a relief of duty, so to speak. Now, a lot of things that are interesting about about indigos is that they walked in and walked out of bodies throughout history to get information about what was going on this planet so that they could do their job better and sent that information back to the ultraviolet realm where all indigos were trained, and it's a place that's not even from this universe. And I know this sounds really weird, okay?
No.
But it starts getting more understandable. What was actually happening is that this hologram, you have to understand that this is a this universe is just a holographic universe, and things outside the universe are way different than they are inside. And there are things got so corrupted and so bad that this universe is like, help, help. And so the indigos who were trained to go clean up and clear up dysfunctional places in creation came into this universe and incarnated here to help bring truth and justice back to the planet. Now, some people think, oh, we're headed for a prison planet because things are so bad here. And I have news for people, it's already a prison planet, and that's why indigos came here, to break the tyrannical bonds here of these tyrants that have been ruling it for hundreds and thousands of years and think they own the place. And their reign is destroying everything, not just on this planet and in this universe, but it was leaking outside, and that was when it was like, okay, we got to do something here. The indigos that came here were, it's like a cosmic special forces team. If you go to my First Wave Indigo website, it talks about how indigos are a cosmic special forces team coming into this hologram to help put it back into balance and bring truth and justice back here to a place that was so polluted and distorted that what was going on inside with the angelic kingdoms and beings inside that were trying to keep things stabilized, they just didn't have the forces and the abilities to do what needed to be done. So in comes the indigos. And that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Now, the indigos, where do they come from?
They come from a place called the ultraviolet realm that is a cosmic special forces training school. There's what I call cosmic cleanup crew, which is beings from all over creation that their job is to go, you know, fix things that are all messed up. And the ultraviolet realm created a training center that was so, it had so much expertise in what was needed in this universe, in this planet, and it was a real kind of elite place. You not everybody that applied to get into this academy was able to get into it. And some of us think, why did we ever do that? What were we thinking when we went to that place? So they're here now, and a lot of indigos they've got amnesia. In order to get through this hologram, it's like we knew beforehand that we would take on a certain amount of amnesia. It was just part of the system. You can't get in unless you go through certain checks and balances that the corruption had put in place to keep their corruption going. And so if we came through, we had to lose most of our memories. But those memories are inside, and they are being activated, and indigos are remembering exactly who they are and why they're here.
How can somebody know if they're an indigo or not?
Okay, well, there's kind of a list that I have on my website, and for your listeners, they can go there and kind of look that over. But indigos are literally wired different than other people. They know in their hearts and their core that they're here on a mission, but a lot of them don't remember exactly what it is or how to go about it. They have an inner awareness of what is being taught in churches and schools is not accurate, and know that there's hidden agendas and lies about what's being accepted by the masses as being truth. And it's extremely frustrating and inspires them to uncover the cover-ups and expose the real truth. Many of them have real strong or unusual psychic or telekinetic abilities. Like I said before, a lot of them shut these abilities down because it scares people. Many of them get along better with animals and plants than they do people. They'd rather, like, go out in nature and just say, you know, forget the cities, they're too messed up. Many go through periods of apathy and cynicism as coping mechanisms, and a lot of them are on all sorts of drugs for ADD and depression and things like that. And it's really hard when I find indigos to help them remember who they are and start coming out of these dysfunctional systems. They're very disciplined when properly motivated, but you have to find out what motivates them. If indigos have a real strong desire to know why, and if they don't see a point to something or it's not explained properly, they'll just simply feel like it's not worth their time, and they won't do it. They won't budge.
How do we know that indigos are real and not just a figment of somebody's imagination?
Well, when you encounter them, and if you are an indigo, you know that there's something different about you than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Indigos are literally wired differently. They feel different. They respond different. They perceive life different. Many of them have like this internal awareness of how things operate, and how many of them got like disciplined in school because they could just write down the answers to like mathematical questions without writing it out. And then when the teacher said, well, you know, show me your work, well, they can't. They just get it from inside. They don't even know how they got it. And a lot of their like wisdom and information comes from inside, and they can't really explain where they got it. They just know it. It's more knowing than an educational process. And, Rob, you're one.
I'm one what?
You're one. You're one of us. One
how do
of
you
us
know?
Blue folks.
How do you know? How do you know that?
I just know. And if you look inside, you know, too. If you read these indigo traits, you go, oh, yeah, I got that one, got that one, got
all right,
that
what
one.
Are, what are some of the indigo traits? Come on, and I'll say yes, I do, or no, I don't.
Okay.
I'll be honest
okay.
with you, okay?
Okay, you have...
Right, this is like truth or dare. This
okay,
is like truth
we'll
or dare.
We'll just do this. Okay.
All right.
Have extraordinary levels of compassion.
True.
Okay. Have psychic abilities that other people don't seem to have.
I knew you were going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes.
That would be a yes. Okay. They're wired different than other people, think different, respond different.
Well, I don't think I'm wired any differently. According to my doctor, I'm healthy.
Mind
you,
I'm
you can't
talking
explain
about
those
health. I'm talking about electromagnetically. You're wired different. Your energy runs kind of in a different pattern than other people.
Yeah, I'm DC, where most people are AC.
Yeah, pretty much. You got it there. are connected to trees and nature. Really feel connected to...
Yes, but that was only once after a sorority party. Ever since then, I've never done that again.
You're not a tree hugger anymore, huh?
Nope. Ever since I got rid of those splinters, nope.
That was it.
That was it, yeah.
They're also intense longing for their own kind.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why you have this radio show. You just want to hang out with your own kind.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Okay.
No, I'll give you. I'm not going to kid around with that one.
Okay. Have a high capacity for love, and therefore some people may feel uncomfortable about that intensity.
Once again, that was after a sorority party. Listen, you and I have got to take a commercial break. We'll be back after the news. I've got to go find a tree to make out with during the commercial break. Laura Lee Mystica is our special guest, and Laura Lee and I will be back on the other side of this commercial break. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-877-528-8255 is toll free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. If you're an indigo child, love to hear from you at 1-877-528-8255. This could be the Indigo Child Reunion of the Year. My name's Rob McConnell. This is the X Zone, and you're on the talk.
Hi, this is Ken Elliott. When I'm floating around the universe, I always try to tune in to Rob McConnell.
Hey, hello there, Trinity Frog on Sesame Street. When I want to find out what's going on with UFOs or ghosts, I listen to the X-Zone with Rob McConnell.
This is Les Corrigan from Target Internet Development. You're listening to Rob McConnell on the X-Zone Radio Show.
This is John Hogue, Prophecy Scholar, and you're listening to Rob McConnell in the X-Zone.
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
back to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. Our special guest is Laura Lee Mystica. And Laura Lee, how many more questions do you have for me to establish whether or not I'm a indigo child over here?
Well, there's a whole list of them.
All right,
what
yeah,
you
let's
want
go.
To do let's go check them out.
Let's go with the just three more.
Oh, okay, okay. You like this game, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Green.
Yes, green. because of being misunderstood and betrayed, many of them develop strong trust issues and keep many of their thoughts and feelings and opinions to themselves because they're afraid of how people will take it.
Nope.
You've overcome that one.
Oh, sure have.
But you used to have it, I'll bet. I'll bet at some time you had that where you just felt like, nobody understands me, so what's the use?
Yeah, but that was my mother.
Oh,
everybody else understood me. She never
Everybody
did.
Else but her.
Yeah.
Let's see.
All right, you've kind of got me convinced I'm an indigo child over here, so I'm going to get my baby blues on and... But no, what is the main reason that they're coming here? Are they coming here to save us, to get this planet out of the mess it's in? Is it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
They're
not doing a very good job.
Well, come on. This place is pretty darn messed up. You can't do it in a few years.
See what happens when you send a child to do an adult's job? Why don't they send the indigo adults?
Well, no, they do. They just grew up. But the indigo... Okay. First waivers are the wave that came in before the indigo children. The first waivers came in to break all the protocols, to stand up to all of the tyrants, to get things going so that the indigo children and the rainbow children and the crystal children could be the peacekeepers. We're the ones that break all the rules and do everything to expose corruption. And once we get it fixed, then we'll leave and go off to the cosmic Bahamas, and we'll leave it to the indigo children and the crystals to maintain the peace here. That sound like a plan?
The cosmic Bahamas, huh?
Yes, I've got my reservations in. Do you want me to put yours in, too?
Yeah, please, especially put me near that hut where they serve the Bahama Mamas.
That's okay. We'll put you right on the front row there.
All right, thanks a lot. Let's go to our phones right now. We have Brett in Ohio joining us. Hi, Brett. Welcome to the X-Zone.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Laura Lee, I've been on your mailing list for a number of years, and I was just wondering if you can tell by talking to somebody on the phone if they're an indigo or not. And the second part of my question is, do you have any advice for indigos on what we should do from here on out?
Very good question. Okay, first of all, it was hard for me to hear, so... I think you said, can I tell just by talking to somebody if they're a first-wave indigo?
Yes, yep. That's exactly what he said, yeah.
The answer is yes, and you are one.
Okay.
Okay. Are you shocked, or are you I knew that. Okay, and then the second question was, what was the second question?
The second question
is, what advice do you have for indigos as far as, exposing the truth without getting in trouble and ended up in the slammer,
Okay. What advice do I have for indigos that have gotten into trouble and trying to get squared away?
What should we do from here to improve the world
getting
in trouble?
Okay, first of all, that's a really, really good question there. Indigos came into some of the most dysfunctional systems and families and places on the planet so that they could get all the keys and the codes they needed and the secrets that they needed to bust that system from the inside out. And a lot of indigos are kind of messed up because, when you get under mind control programs and you've had a lot of, abuse and cult abuse, and indigos went to the darkest places that there are here so that they could bust those systems. And so one of the things that I would suggest that you do is first read my website, and that will give you a lot of background on what's going on here, who's here, Connect with some of your other Indigo comrades. Start activating your abilities. I would certainly get what we call the Aurora Light Stone of Truth. That is a rock that is not from this planet that is literally the Stone of Truth and Justice. And when you get that rock, it will start activating your inner abilities and put you on your best destiny path. And there's several pages on my website that explain Aurora Light and all of its magical qualities. It's literally unidimensional, or it can go all over the place. People have put them in on their nightstand and they appear in their closet, or they find them all over the place. And so they are interdimensional and will appear in many different places. Now, we know that gold is also interdimensional, and that's why it's been sought after, not only for its beauty, but because of what it can do. Well, Aurora Light has all of the noble metals on the planet. It has everything we have on this planet and then some. When we had it assayed, they were just like flabbergasted at what it was. They're going, what is this stuff? Well, it's got components in it that will help activate indigos and put them on their best destiny path and help them go to places that will get their questions answered.
What, if these indigos are so special, why would they need this rock?
Because we've been so messed with and so many things have shut us down that we need something to kind of jumpstart it.
And where does this rock come from?
It comes from the ultraviolet realm originally.
Where's that?
It's outside this universe. It was one thing that we kind of got under the wire that we could put into this planet to help the indigos. Once they got here, it's like they needed something to stabilize them and help them activate themselves, and that's what this rock does. And when you pick up the rock and you feel it and you start working with it, you know it's not just some earth rock. It's way more than that. And a lot of people that are working with Tesla technology find that it stabilizes their technology and helps their research, helps them think of things that they never would have thought of before. And it's a lot of people feel that when they do Tesla research, that Tesla is like right there, and it like kind of closes the gap between the dimensions.
All right,
so
I'd like to
Tesla bus. That's cool. Okay, what?
Okay, I'd like to talk to you about an article called "Artificial Intelligence: The Great Deception." What's that?
Oh, yeah. Well, this first came when I was at having lunch with one of my Indigo comrades, and mm-hmm. he says, "You know what? I think there's something trying to shove into you. You better check that out." And I'm just going, "Yeah, something's always trying to shove into me. What are you talking about?" So I'm going, "Okay, what is this?" And I was getting that it was this very strange, weird energy, like some kind of an artificial intelligence. I'm just going, "Wow, that's pretty funky." And so I told him, and I said, "It's this weird, weird artificial intelligence that someone's trying to shove into me." And he says, "Well, who's trying to do it?" And it was like some of the powers that be and some New Age people. It was just this mishmash of different people from different factions trying to shove this artificial intelligence into me. And then he says, "Well, what is it?" And so I scanned again, put my fork down, tried to be pleasant about this, and then I started to laugh, because what my higher self had perceived as an artificial intelligence mm-hmm. was what many people here call God. It's an intelligent electromagnetic field that believes it has jurisdiction over this universe. And it has a real, like, authoritative, omnipotent male energy signature that feeds on the collective consciousness of all the beings that believe in it or that pray to it and give it their power. And it doesn't have a soul in and of itself, only what its subjects or minions have given to it. And this artificial intelligence has gotten most of its energy and power from people on planet Earth. And it seems to have a real, like, symbiotic relationship with those in power positions that can help feed it by duping the masses into believing into it. And the more people that believe in it, the bigger it gets. And it can manipulate people's lives electromagnetically so that many people believe in it and pray in it and believe that their lives are blessed when they do this. And if they don't believe in it, they're cursed. And it's threatened by anyone who thinks for themselves and takes on their own power seriously and utilizes it. And it uses its intense electromagnetic energies to disrupt the lives of people and that try to attempt to take their power back. So if you try to sever from this artificial intelligence, you're going to get some pretty big backlash. I know, I've done it. And especially for the hologram creation and rescue team. And there's a huge threat to this artificial intelligence because the Indigos and the hologram rescue team question everything. And they don't accept anything as true until they go into their own internal truth detectors. So this artificial intelligence is pretty much out on Indigo's tails. And it came from some corrupted Orgon that got this hologram turned on in the first place. And the gods from outer space, especially the Anunnaki, utilize it. It's bionic nature when they came here so that they could even have more power and control over the people here. And it's expanded with organized religion and books like the Bible that perpetuate this
Hold on here.
All right. I'm going over your head.
No, you're not. It sounds like a comic book.
Well,
now, how do you,
there's
first,
a reason
first
why
of all,
comic
first
books
all,
were made.
First of all, I'm not buying any of this.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I have to be honest with you. It's a good story, but...
It's a good story, but you're not buying it.
It's based on no fact.
Okay.
There's no evidence whatsoever to substantiate any of the statements you've made this far.
Okay.
Is there?
Well, there is.
What's the evidence?
It depends on which side of the coin you're on. If you have been connected to this artificial intelligence and then unplugged from it, you will feel a real strong resistance by the collective consciousness because they believe in it. They believe that this artificial intelligence is what takes care of us and what gives good karma and bad karma, and if you pray to it, it's going to bless you, and if you don't, it's going to curse you. And when you sever from that and go, you know what, I've got God inside of me. I don't need to you know, look for this omnipotent God outside. It's already inside. I believe that this this God force is inside. It's not outside. And a lot of people say that, but they don't really believe it. And so the more you start looking for God on the outside, the more you invalidate the God on the inside.
All right, but how do we know? All right, I'm not going to get into a discussion about God because I believe that God is up, you know, is free choice for anyone.
Correct.
What they want to believe in, that is their right, and, you know, that way
and
we go.
Let them have it. I agree.
Exactly. But the Anunnaki, we're going into Planet X. We're going into Nibiru. Once again, myth. No fact to substantiate any of the claims that are being made by anyone, including my next guest, Dr. Jason Rand.
Okay. Well, you know what? You might just want to sit back and watch, because I think there's going to be some very interesting events in the near future. And, you know, I'm not telling anybody to believe what I say. If it feels true, go to my website, check it out. And the thing is, we know that something's awry here. We know that something's not right. We've got all of these tyrants on this planet that think they own it, and they think they own us.
But this is nothing new. This is the way it has been through established and recorded history. Nothing has changed.
It hasn't changed except for the intensity of, I agree with you. We've been a prison planet for a long time. It's just kind of coming to a head with things that are happening with peaking on the oil and knowing that we're going to have to go to some alternative resources there.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah, it is about time, and I agree. I'm like, bring it on. You know, let's peek out and let's get back to nature. I don't have a problem with that at all. And we're going to have to do that. People think that we can, you know, keep on doing what we're doing with social consciousness now. That's not true. It's going to come to an abrupt stop. And the people that can't wrap their mind around going back to nature are going to have a really hard time. They'll probably leave the planet because they can't deal with that.
All right, stand by. I've got to take my final break for this hour. 1-877-528-8255 is our number. It's coming up next in the next hour. Dr. Jason Rand is my guest. 1-877-528-8255 is this number here. And for more information on Laura Lee, firstwaveindigos.com. Laura Lee, Misty Cosner, special guest, www.firstwaveindigos.com. Now, you're also involved in the Retro UFO 3 Spaceship Convention.
Yes, that will be in 2 weeks, and the link is on my website. It's going to be out at the Integratron Dome out in Landers, California. We've got a really good lineup of speakers there. Ralph Ring will be there with his he's actually flown a spaceship, and so people.
Uh-huh.
Like,
now tell me. He's flown a spaceship.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to talk to him about this. I wasn't with him when it happened. So
how do you know he really did it?
Well, you'll have to talk to him. I don't know.
No, I'm asking you. You're having him as a speaker because he flew a spaceship. How do you know he really did?
He is working, if you check out some of his videos. He's got a extensive background in quantum physics, and he's working on actually having his dream is to have what he calls floating houses, where everybody will have their own ships and be able to go to Paris for dinner and then come back. He's just quite an interesting guy. I think
he sounds like he's more than interesting.
He's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what will be going on there.
Uh-huh. So are you going to be offering rides to Mars?
You know, we don't know. You'll just have to come and find out. I'm sure that
I'm busy that weekend, but thanks for
I'm
busy that weekend, but thanks for the invite.
Okay.
All right, Laura Lee, thanks very much for joining us, and continued success and happy landings. All right, we've got to get going to our commercial in about 2 hours from now. This guy flies UFOs, or he's been in UFO, he flies a UFO, he's at a Congress. She believes in these indigo children who are coming from another spot, coming here. I wonder what they take for that. I really don't know. Where do they come up with these strange ideas? You know, I understand fact is fiction, but then there's just sheer stupidity. And they're out on the street. That's what really scares the hell out of me. wait a minute, you get somebody like this with the internet, eBay, oy vey. I've got to tell you something, gang. There's another one that bites the dust here on the show. When we come back from the news at the top of the hour, Jason Rand is with us, talking about Planet X. One of those nights here on the X Zone. My name is Rob McConnell. My producer tonight is the Green Hornet. The Green Hornet, Jason Rand, and I will be back talking about that mythical, unsubstantiated, what I believe, fictional Planet X, right here on the Talkstar Radio Network. Don't go away.
Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready?